Welcome to Solutions OP Clinical Trials Podcast. My name is Olga and I'm the Managing Director of Solutions OP. We are a small team of experienced professionals working on clinical trials in the United Kingdom. I'll use our podcast to discuss hot topics in clinical trials and provide analysis of the latest trends and challenges in pharma and medical device industries, not just in the UK, but globally. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the latest episode of the podcast. Today I'll be talking about how international biosecurity regulations could affect clinical research. And I think it's a very good topic, although, you know, it's all in development. There's still a lot of changes in this area, and I'm sure there will be a lot of new things coming literally every week in the future. So as you probably know, and you've seen in the news, recently there is a lot more focus on biosecurity internationally, and there are quite a lot of different legislations concerning genomic data. So before I do a bit of an overview of the situation in different regions of the world, I want to talk a little bit about what are the benefits of using genomic data, because everyone is talking about it, but I think for many people, maybe in the general public, it's not quite clear in their head how this could actually be used. The reality is, the genomic data could allow us to have an insight on diagnostic and genetic diseases, something which will allow us to predict, for example, what is the risk for a specific person to develop a specific disease. So it could be used a lot more in precision medicine and in diagnostic, and really help develop diagnostic tools which will help identify diseases before people develop them, you know, so then you can monitor these people and prevent these diseases, or at least, even if you don't prevent them completely, you know, be able to take actions early. Because at the moment, the state of our medicine is like this. You don't know you have something unless it's diagnosed, and by the time it's diagnosed, it's probably well advanced in terms of disease. So if it's a chronic disease, it's the same. Our medicine is more focused on maintaining and keeping you alive rather than, you know, providing actual treatment or preventing a disease from developing. And of course, this is very difficult, you know, finding something that works for specific disease and trying to get a functional cure. It's not an easy thing. But development of diagnostic methods could help a lot in managing diseases and even preventing them in some cases. But what are then the challenges of using genomic data? Well, the biggest challenge is that it could be used for military purposes. For example, you can develop diseases that could target specific ethnic groups, for example. You know, it's just an example how it could be used. So this is why, while genomic data gives a lot of potential in diagnostics, actually, there is a big threat when it comes to military uses of that kind of genomic data. So let's go to the situation at the moment globally, and we'll start with the Chinese regulations and changes. So on 1st of June 2023, China's Ministry of Science and Technology issued implementing rules on administrative regulations on human genetic resources, or also known as the implementing rules. So basically, this is the new legislation in China, which is regulating human genetic data. So they have changed their definition to say that human genetic resources data is considered human genes or genomic data, which is derived from human genomic resources materials, like organs, tissues, cells, or other genetic materials that could contain the human genome or human genes. So from that definition, they have excluded clinical data, medical images, protein data, or metabolic data. So everything which was included in the previous legislation related to research is now excluded, which is good news. But the new regulation imposes various restrictions on collection, preservation, and exploitation of Chinese human genetic resources by foreign entities. And what they mean by foreign entities, so if you have more than 50% of the company is owned by foreign investors, then this company is considered foreign entity in China, and basically the company will not be allowed to use or analyze any genetic resources in China. So after China, we can go to the USA, where in the meantime, they're discussing the Biosecure Act. If you're following the news in the industry, I'm sure you've read a lot about it. So the new Biosecure Act, which is currently under development, is actually regulating the usage of genomic data in artificial intelligence and drug development. So the Congress has also expressed concerns that some companies may be exporting sensitive data to China. And it's not related only to China, but there are other countries like Russia and North Korea, which are on the list of countries where they plan to restrict exporting data. So what that if that regulation is passed, what that would mean for the US companies? So basically, any US company which is looking to have US government or government federal contracts, loans, or grants will not be able to have these unless if they are using specific equipment or services from China to fulfill the government contracts. So basically, there will be specific Chinese companies which will be on the prohibited list, and everyone working with them will not have access to government contracts in the USA. So that makes things quite complicated, because throughout the years, many US companies, especially smaller companies and startups, they have quite a good relationship with Chinese partners, and they use to develop lots of drugs and medical devices in China because it's cheaper, and that allow them, you know, to progress and increase their revenue before they can move into other parts of the world. So that means this could affect the relationship of many companies with the Chinese partners. Now, something that I read very interesting is that some companies have commented that it could take them up to 8 years to terminate the contracts with existing suppliers and to move into new suppliers, and they've been given deadline for this transition until 2032 at the moment, from what I've read. It is challenging, actually, and the reason for this is you can think, for example, that India could be a potential partner because they also offer, similarly to China, manufacturing facilities and opportunities. But for those of you who've been following the industry, you know that there've been quite a lot of warning letters from the USA FDA to Chinese manufacturers, and generally there've been more issues with the Chinese Indian manufacturers than with the Chinese ones. So, of course, there have been some issues with Chinese manufacturers too. But generally, it seems that it's a little bit more tricky to find reliable manufacturers in India than in China. At least that's the impression that I have from what I've read on the news. We should not forget that this whole thing has a massive cost for the companies. So changing a supplier, finding the right new supplier is not easy. It will cost a lot to the US companies. It will also cost a lot to Chinese companies, because if you're a Chinese company and you want to reach out to the US market, you'll probably have to work with partners somewhere else and, change your operations and manufacturing sites as well. So that will bring extra cost for the Chinese companies as well. So there's no winner in this situation, to be honest with you. So let's move into Europe and talk a little bit about the UK. So for those of you who are aware, there is a very big project about genomic data and using that genomic data for diagnostic purposes and development of new treatments and new diagnostic methods. It's a company known as Genomics England, and it's owned by the British government. So they own the NHS data. So that's basically the public healthcare data, genomic data, which is collected. So they're the owner of this data. And also they're the ones who make a decision who can have access to that data and who cannot. They have quite a lot of rules on exporting genomic data from the UK, and they have quite a lot of prohibitions as well, what cannot be exported. So, for example, you're not allowed to export raw data from the UK. So the situation in Europe is in the European Union is similar. So at the moment in the European Union, they have 1+ million genomes initiative, which has been going on for some time. And the idea of this initiative is to have a shared database among the European Union countries, where they can use that data again for new diagnostic methods and for new therapies. So the situation, however, in Europe is not easy, because apart from having this European initiative, actually each country have their own regulations, so it's not so easy to have access to this data due to data protection laws and other other regulations that could be local. So, for example, the French authorities will not allow the data to be uploaded on a cloud which is not controlled by France. So, as you can imagine, it's not easy to create a database that could be used by all European countries. And you can imagine then exporting data to someone else will be even more complicated from what I can see so far. So how all this is going to affect clinical research? So I've mentioned some of the issues that people will have to find new manufacturers, and especially in US and China, there will be a lot of partnerships that have been working for years that will be destroyed, and people will need to find new partners, and that will be additional cost for them. But also, if you work in artificial intelligence, and analyzing healthcare, genotyping data, or any health data, this could be a quite a challenge as well to you to have access to this data to actually, enable your product to work properly. So that's another big challenge for anyone developing artificial intelligence products. There are lots of complications in terms of political tension and how that will develop. It brings a lot of uncertainties. You know, companies don't know what's going to happen if someone is not going to come up with some new law, and then, you know, everything they've built will be, you know, insecure, and they will know what's going to happen. But the final result of all this, and I think it's a negative thing, unfortunately, is that there will be less medical devices and drugs on the market for the patients. Generally, the small companies, you know, there'll be and mid-sized companies, they'll be affected more than big corporations, because for big corporations, they can always find new partners or move their business somewhere. But for smaller companies, this will definitely affect them. We should not forget that many small and mid-sized companies and startups contribute so much to drug development and developing new medical devices. So I think overall there will be less products available for the patients in the future if we go that way. I'm still hoping that maybe something is going to change, and there will be some solution which will help the developers to have access to data, and they'll be able to actually develop new tools and treatments. But we'll see what will happen. So that's all from me for now. Thank you for listening.